Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, and first thing on the show today, a conversation with the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's Office of Emergency Management. UTC is a microcosm of Chattanooga, a community with a bigger population than Collegedale and twice the number of people in Van Buren County. UTC is a small town within the city itself. As director of the Office for Emergency Management at UTC, it's Tim Pridemore's job to anticipate problems. Right now, the campus is quiet. Most of the students are on summer break. But for Tim Pridemore and his staff, this is one of the busiest times of the year. He says that this is the time of the year when they have to catch up on maintenance. But even during this quiet period, he still has to keep a close eye on the weather. He's speaking with WUTC's Richard Winham.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
This is a time for some concern for you.
Oh, yes. There are hazards that we see in the summertime that we don't see in the wintertime.
And people sort of take the summer for granted, right?
That's true. We've had a couple of incidents over the last year of students who have managed to get themselves in need of rescuing. And the situation there in both cases has involved getting out on the Tennessee River for a little recreation. The current turned out to be more than they thought, and we had to send Chattanooga Fire Department out to pick them up. And of course, the other thing that we deal with right now is we're dealing with a lot of weather issues. Through the summer is when we deal both with the majority of our severe thunderstorms, which we had a severe thunderstorm a week ago this past Monday that actually killed one person over in East Ridge. So we have to be cautious of those. And the other thing that we are dealing with is the heat. That can actually be a far more significant problem than a lot of people realize.
There's a tipping point, right, in terms of the temperature and the humidity and those various factors that go into the heat index?
There is, and the heat index is a very significant thing for us. The body, of course, cools itself through evaporation. So as one sweats, the evaporation provides the cooling that you need in order to keep your body core temperature down. And what happens is if we take a temperature of 105 degrees, and 105 degrees starts the critical level. When the heat index goes above 105, we really, really look at that close. So what does it take to get to 105? Well, if it's 98 degrees, it doesn't take much. Just 40% humidity will make it feel like it's 105. What people don't realize is if the humidity is 90%, even if the temperature is only 86 degrees, it still feels like 105 because it has to do with how fast your body can get rid of the heat, which has to do with how fast your body can evaporate the sweat. And the higher the humidity is, the slower that evaporation rate. So even at temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s, we can get into critical heat stress modes if the humidity is high enough. One of the statistics that we picked up from the Center for Disease Control, between 1999 and 2010, CDC logged 7,415 deaths from heat-related injuries. So this is a significant problem. And we hear about, make absolutely sure you do not leave your children or your pets in the car. It just takes a few minutes. And while that's true, there are other precautions that people need to be taking. One of the mistakes that people will make is they think, well, working in this heat is going to be very, very stressful, but I'm not working, I'm playing. Well, physical exertion is physical exertion. So we recommend that people, when we deal with guarding people against hazards in our business, we always say there are only three things that will do that: time, distance, and shielding. So we tell people, spend as little time out in those very, very high heat conditions as you possibly can. Spend as much time inside under the air conditioning as you possibly can. If you do have to be outside, we recommend that you wear loose-fitting, light-colored clothes to help get rid of the heat. And we also recommend that you take plenty of breaks while you're out working or while you're out playing.
Tim Pridemore is now director of the Office of Emergency Management here at UTC. But long before he started working here at UTC, back in the mid-1970s, he was a fireman with the Chattanooga Fire Department. Is this something you came up against when you were a firefighter too?
Well, firefighters have a little bit different view of of the definition of hot. I used to train a lot of firefighters, and we would routinely work for short periods of time in areas where the ceiling temperatures were anywhere from 600, 700, 800 degrees. And firefighters can work in those conditions only for short periods of time. When people see firefighters, they naturally think of the clothing that they see them wearing, and everybody thinks that it's a fireproof suit, but it's not. All that is insulation. And the idea is any insulation that can keep the heat in can also keep the heat out. But firefighters typically have a very close watch on what conditions like this are. When firefighters work inside of a building, your breathing apparatus will typically only give you about 15 minutes of working time in those conditions. You will see often firefighters having their blood pressure and vital signs taken, and if they're above certain limits, they will be put out into a rehabilitation area to cool off, hydrate themselves, and make sure that they are safe so that they can continue to serve the public.
So when it's as hot as it is today, and they have to answer a call, and they're wearing all that gear, they must be getting pretty hot before they ever get anywhere near the fire, right?
And that is true, and it's something that that firefighters have to train for. I would recommend that everyone go to Chattanooga Fire Department's Facebook page and watch the videos of what their recruits are going through right now. Watch the actual physical training that they are going through. One of the things that helps is people who are in better aerobic condition tend to be able to withstand the heat better because they don't need to convert as much sugar to energy, or they don't need it to do that as quickly, which means they don't generate as much internal heat. It's just a very small difference, but it's the difference between someone who goes out and runs 5 miles a day and someone who doesn't. There is a certain amount of truth in the idea that you can become acclimated. You can't become immune. But being in good physical condition does help you beat the heat.
It strikes me, Tim, you're a bit like a dad with 10,000 kids because you've got all these students. And even though the student population is a lot smaller now, as you were saying earlier, the weather conditions being the way they are, I guess you always have to be ready for whatever happens.
It depends upon the type of incident that you're looking at. We're into June now, and I know that our police department is over 3,600 requests for service already this year. And those are everything from, we have one particular police officer who has been instrumental in the arrest of two felons, incidents that happened outside the campus, and those people were coming toward us, and because we have a very close working relationship with Chattanooga Police Department, we were aware of that, and in a couple of cases, our police officers actually made the stop and arrested those people. So, you have things like that happen, and as far as being a dad with 10,000, we are responsible to a point, mm-hmm. But one of the things that we like to say in our office is, the job of our office is to make sure that nothing happens that prevents any student from graduating on schedule. And that's everything from major events to minor events. So we watch for all of those. And we take very seriously our duty to the community, not because we feel that we are particularly responsible for the students, what we would once called in loco parentis, but because it's what we do. Just like any other emergency response or emergency management agency, we may be smaller, but we have the same duties to the community. So we do our best to execute them in a good manner.
You said you'd rather be cold than hot.
Oh, much.
Is life easier for you in the job you do when it's cold than when it's hot?
Well, snowstorms can be devastating, but they have a tendency not to blow the house off the foundation. So, the two busy times from a weather standpoint, the two really busy times of the year for us are April and October, which are the peak months for tornadoes. And yes, we do have tornadoes in Chattanooga. We do not have significantly more tornadoes. People say, we've got more tornadoes. No, we don't. If you start looking at it historically, tornadoes are cyclical. And the reason why we think that we have so many more is because the day that set the record, the 27th of April, 2011, is within living memory. Prior to that, no one remembers an outbreak that occurred in 1972. which up until that point had been the record-setting day. And no one certainly remembers the tri-state tornado of, I believe, it was 1927, which to date is the largest single tornado in terms of numbers of death. One of the key things that we do is keep an eye on the weather. And when we have conditions coming in that may give us something like significant severe thunderstorms or tornado warnings or watches, we are typically watching with our weather partners those systems about 3 to 4 days before they actually get here.
Right now, as you said, it is something of a time of concern for you. And there's a lot of variables that you have to cover, I suppose.
There are. And the biggest thing that we have to watch right now, one of the problems that we encounter during weather periods like this is if we have a significant front coming through, we know thunderstorms are coming. But through the weather processes that are in place right now, there are events where we have storms that just seemingly pop up out of nowhere. Well, the issue there is we can't see those until they begin to form. Once they begin to form, sometimes we have a very short time frame for action. Some of those storms, when they form, are actually capable of spawning tornadoes. In the summertime like this, we can have those storms. They can form literally right over top of the campus, and we don't know they're there until they start to form, which is why we tell people that we're out there watching and doing the best we can for you. But just like your fire department tells you you need to have a smoke detector, and like the police department tells you you need to keep your doors locked, I have to tell you, pay attention to the weather. You need to be responsible for your own safety. Watch all the time.
It's too dark. It's too dark.
Given that the temperature is expected to reach the upper 90s for the next few days and the heat index may very well be close to or reach 105 degrees, it would certainly behoove all of us to heed Tim Pridmore's advice. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.